Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe show here on this Tuesday. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Chase and Big Joe today. The show, as always, is sponsored by the Omni Nashville Hotel, and we are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We've made a line change behind the glass. David James is with us now.
Beat on the glass.
What's good, boys?
David, said, forget about it, cuh.
Hey, homie.
Good morning, chill. David.
We were watching some Fast and Furious clips during the break there. Let's get to our question of the day. Lots of responses on the text line. Our question is, what is a sports story that you think a documentary, docuseries should be made on? There's been so many made, especially the Netflix Untold, have taken a lot of these stories that maybe we hadn't heard before, hence the name Untold, and have made these documentaries, but still some good stories out there. Let's first go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland wants to chime in. Adam, good morning. What's a story that you would like to see?
Well, number one, I like the Forge Company group in this slot, dude. Like, I do like you guys here.
Thank you.
It's not like a slight to Joe and them. I think they could do it like Jon Stewart in The Daily Show and just do it on Mondays or something, and then let you guys kind of tag in the rest of the week. I think it'd be sweet. Dude, look, all right, so Nico's the obvious answer, right? Like, I can't wait to see how involved his dad was in that. But, like, the disrespect to the Titans, dude, is just, I'll never get over it. Like, he doesn't even get to go on Netflix. Like, you got to put him on Tubi. Like, you got to put him on some reject network to give his docuseries. Like, it sucks, man. Like, I don't know. It ticked me off to hear you say that. I think it's funny. Like, it's so on par for the course with how they treat the Titans throughout history. But, yeah, let's go watch Tubi. Tubi. I don't even know if I have it. So
it's free. It is free. So we'll find a way to watch it. But, yes, Cam Ward's docuseries, 6 parts, 0 star, I believe, is the name of the docuseries, coming later this year. So,
or if you don't want to watch it, just tune in here 2 to 6 when it comes out, because I'm sure Jared will spend quite the
there
entire
will be
show
all
on
of
it.
The clips. But that is a good one from Adam, the Nico Iamaleava drama. I'm sure eventually that one will get a documentary, because everything does eventually. Some other answers. Devin and Dixon says Mayo Boy, the rise and fall of Will Levis.
Be a short one.
That's a one episode docuseries, I think. It wouldn't take too long. Nevada Josh, he says the story of Snead allegedly shooting up the car lot. He didn't say allegedly. I'll say allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know if that one's ever going to get made. 1554 says he'd watch the heck out of a Joe Gibbs documentary. That is a good one. From being a football coach to owning a racing team, I'm sure that would be a good series. Just
I'd watch
the life of Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
That was one I hadn't thought of before, but yeah, I mean, how many people have had that much of an impact on two different sports, the NFL and on NASCAR? So that's a good one. 7155 says Jamarcus Russell. That's a good one. One of the biggest busts in NFL history. I'm sure that probably is one that's coming, maybe on the Untold of just like.
What's funny though is I was actually in the Jamarcus Russell black hole the other day. You watch his first series with the Raiders when they tag him in. He looks good.
Right. One of the more talented players to come out ever, probably. It just didn't work out.
It was also funny because you know who his coach was at the time? Lane Kiffin.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. It was. I always forget about that. Joey from Bellevue says Leicester City winning the Premier League. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, that is correct. Cool. How about that?
I thought it was Leicester.
I was a little worried I was going to get it wrong.
Jamie Vardy and the boys. They were like the, I think it was the lowest or amount of odds to win. They were like dead last. They go to worst to first. Pretty cool.
Robert says the Ray Lewis, and I'm going to throw alleged in here again, murder situation. Ray Lewis,
alleged.
He says, hashtag, where's the suit? Yeah, I could see that. But
the suit has a doctor's appointment today.
Where's the suit? Yeah, I thought that had something to do with Ray Lewis or something like that. Yes, the suit is he
prior
will be back
obligations.
Tomorrow. Yes, the suit and Big Joe will be back. Other answers on our text line: a docuseries for the 1972 Munich Olympics. 9270 sends that in. That's a good one. He also sent that in on Thursday. So I wonder what they were talking about there. Andrew from Dover says, how about a movie or series of behind the WrestleMania streak of The Undertaker?
Oh, yeah.
That's something you guys might know more about.
Yeah. Well, the streak was The Undertaker went 21 consecutive WrestleManias winning. and then Brock Lesnar came in shocking fashion and took him out, and it was 21-1. And to this day, actually, no, I'm wrong. The Undertaker has 2 WrestleMania losses.
Wow.
Brock Lesnar and the Tribal Chief.
Yeah. Wow.
Roman Reigns.
Lots of good answers on this text line. Getting good interaction, kind of like all over the board, too. We've seen football, you know, all the way to wrestling and racing. 0365 says doc series on Albert Hainsworth. That would be a good one. I don't know if he would agree to, like, talk about that because, like...
Would his mom agree?
Would his mom agree? Big question there. Dylan in Antioch says Tony Hawk's quest to land the 900 would be cool. Yeah, I mean, it's like we're all over the map. There's so many great stories.
Tony Hawk, I think Max Hoffman, the biker, that'd be fun to watch as well.
Yeah.
That was really big back in the early 2000s.
I think Tony Hawk would be an interesting one because I feel like a lot of people obviously know he's probably the most famous like skateboarder, X Games kind of guy, but I don't really know a ton about his story. I think that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
My answer, I want a docuseries on Urban Meyer's only year with the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be, that would answer a lot of questions. And, you know, Urban Meyer's already had one kind of tell-all interview or documentary about his time. And, you know, it wasn't as scandalous as it probably should have been, the Swamp Kings one from Untold. But I would like to see a docuseries on that 1 year in Jacksonville for Urban Meyer because I feel like a lot...
It wasn't even a full year, was it?
Right. Yeah. Like even though we know a lot of the stuff that went on there, I don't think we know all of it. So I think that's for me. Nick, Connor, any that are coming to mind?
Nick Saban for me. I think
that's coming.
I think if I know NFL Network's done some stuff with him and Bill, but like if they were to go from the very beginning where he had his stint with the Miami Dolphins... Then after that, going towards, you know, Alabama, or LSU.
Michigan State and LSU. Yeah. And yeah.
I think it'd be cool. Start from the very beginning and then go from there. I was thinking about the Jamarcus Russell thing you were talking about. I think a good title would be something with the screen time. I don't know. Lack of screen time for Jamarcus Russell. I don't know. Because, you know, the whole thing with the iPad or whatever, you watch film.
And then you could have the sequel, Too Much Screen Time for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, you really could. That is an anomaly. It really is.
For me... Take me through the career of Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Take me through, you know, Memphis days, then youngest MVP in league history, and then
the
what
injury,
happens after the injury.
Working his way back.
I think he could do like 6 episodes off of that.
That'd be a good one.
And then the other one for me is do CM Punk's return to WWE. Because he did like I'm wearing a shirt today, actually, if you're watching the stream. Because he went on, it was a whole contract dispute. It's really, really interesting to listen to. He went on a 10-year hiatus from wrestling. Came back to AEW, and we don't really talk about that. But it was a whole thing. Like, as long as Vince McMahon is in charge of the company, he's never coming back. Then Vince McMahon gets some stuff happened to him, leaves the company. CM Punk is back, and he's absolutely killing it right now. I would love a documentary on that.
Those are 2 good ones. David James, I know you're back there. Do you have any that come to mind?
My first one is Coach O.
Yeah,
see,
Coach
O. From when he was at Miami to the Tennessee days, USC,
yeah.
And then obviously with LSU, Ole Miss.
Can we include the video of him from the other day at the water park?
Of course,
Tigers. Go Tigers.
That's the name of the documentary, but you have to say it like that.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Now another one is, and this is kind of like with a actor going into sports, Frankie Muniz, because
he
transitioned into speed racing,
and he's still. Doing the Malcolm in the Middle reboot. That while he's racing in the truck series, which is pretty cool. So that would be a good one. Other answers on our text line. Neely says, I want a documentary on Jeb Corliss, the base jumper.
Unfamiliar,
but I'm sure it would be good. Ricky says Vince Young and Sean White would be 2 good subjects. Mm. I think both of those you could get good ones. Gino says a doc series of Belichick's transition from the NFL to the collegiate level at UNC, as long as Jordan is okay with it.
We almost got that with Hard Knocks coming
right,
to
they were
going to
do Hard Knocks, which I'm sure they would have banned any kind of controversial questions.
It would have been super, super censored.
Yes.
You call it like closing the gap or closing the age gap. It'd be pretty
closing
cool.
Closing the age gap.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good title.
I don't know if Jordan would agree to that title. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to give your answer. Again, our question of the day, what is a sports story that doesn't have a documentary that you would like to see? Gotten some great answers. You can text or call. We are going to move on, though, and talk some Titans on the other side. A lot of talk about, obviously, Cam Ward. He's the big story. A lot of talk about the wide receivers with Restrepo and DK and all those guys. Not a lot of talk about the Titans' young defensive players. So we're going to get into that coming up next. What can we expect from some of these rookies, some of these second-year guys who make up a good portion of the Titans' starting defense? That's up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
God.
Connor's loving the
Turn
butt music.
This off.
This actually isn't as bad as,
oh, just
as some of the other ones I've.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, wait, this is the song that I know. Yeah.
It gets worse.
Is this Daniel Boone?
Benson
Boone.
Daniel Boone.
Sorry. That's how much I think
Daniel
of this
Boone's
guy.
No longer alive. So.
Benson Boone, Daniel Boone, Lakers in five. I mean, that's what that is.
Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Forrest Company, filling in for Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin today with you till 11 o'clock when DVD takes over. And don't worry. Just because we're in doesn't mean that you miss out on what day is it and celebrity birthdays. We will be bringing that to you coming up at 10:45. But let's talk a little Titans here. Titans have finished up mandatory minicamp into the offseason and training camp coming up in just a bit over a month. July 22nd report, July 23rd first practice. So getting closer, getting much closer to football season. A lot has been said about the offense, which the offense always going to grab the headlines, especially with the number one overall pick at quarterback. But I think the young guys on the defense for the Titans are going to be a huge factor in what this team does this year. And it starts with the second-year guys. Tavondre Sweat, Jarvis Brownlee Jr., and I'll even throw Cedric Gray into that conversation because he'll be competing for that number two linebacker spot. I think the way that those guys are able to take the next step here in year two is going to make the difference of whether this Titans defense is above average or could be towards the bottom of the league again.
Yeah, I was looking at a picture yesterday that they put out of Femi Oladejo. First off, that dude's jacked.
He is a specimen.
But it made me think, with a guy that size, why was UCLA playing him inside?
Yeah, it does seem strange that it took them so long to figure out, like, hey, like a this guy that could be an edge rusher.
Yeah, like a guy that big should be hitting the quarterback, not dropping back in coverage. I mean, it's just weird to me. But he is the one I have my eye on the most because, yes, I think he's a project. I think he is not a player that is going to contribute immensely this year right off the gate. But I think if they put enough time and enough investment into him as an outside linebacker, I think he could be something.
Yeah, and I think the adjustment period for him, I think obviously Brian Callahan's mentioned about, you know, Oladejo adapting to the NFL, you know, defensive style and so forth. It's going well for him, but he has a long way to go. I get all that. To me, if you have Tavondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons doing what they need to do and clustering the middle of the offensive
draw
line,
draw double teams,
Oladejo is going to have I wouldn't say an easy transition, but a more comfortable transition to getting to the quarterback. I think that's the biggest question mark, is your interior defensive line going to do their job? And if they do, then your edge rushers will take care of the rest.
There's a lot of hype around Tavondre Sweat this year because he did have a good rookie season. As Jared would say, he hasn't hit the quarterback enough, but that's not really his job.
No, he's a run stuffer.
He's supposed to stuff the run, draw double teams, and give easier matchups
for other
guys. Which is hard,
because everyone knows Jeffrey Simmons is the one being double teamed. He made sure to clarify
that. Well, but that is why you draft a guy like Tavondre Sweat. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe a little early, as has been said before, but that's why you draft Tavondre Sweat, because you can't double team both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody's going to get a one-on-one matchup. And Tavondre Sweat is a huge guy, so usually he's going to get two sent his way. But you're right. If Tavondre Sweat has a big year, I think that leads to Draymond Jones, Arden Key, and Femi Oladejo maybe adding a couple of sacks to their total. I don't know if Oladejo is going to have a big rookie year. Like, I would expect.
But he's going to start. You have to start him day one.
Yeah, because Arden, I just
second-round pick.
Like, Arden Key is not a three-down pass rusher.
No,
edge defender.
Let Arden Key be a rotational piece. Like, let him come in third down guy, but let Oladejo take the brunt of the work.
Right.
That's the way Chase says this all the time. The best way to learn something is to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think Oladejo, Titans fans, and I've preached this before with other players, got to have patience with him. Because I don't know if coming off of only half a season of college football at the outside linebacker spot and jumping into the NFL, I don't know if he's going to immediately come in and just take over games. But I think it's going to slowly grow throughout the year, and then hopefully he's able to hit the ground running in his second season. I wouldn't expect like an 8-sack season from Femi Oladejo this year. But if he gets 4 or 5 and starts to show promise down the stretch and – you know, you can start to see that he's building his repertoire of moves on the outside. I think that's what they're building for, is that he is going to be a star pass rusher in 2 to 3 years instead of immediately right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's all about building for the future. I mean, that's exactly what that is. And if you don't see any form of success in year one or year two,
that's it. Yeah, then you've got to see something.
You have to.
Well, especially on the defensive side of this draft. It is absolutely a draft for the future. Oladejo, we've talked about. Kevin Winston was probably a first-round talent, but an injury dropped him to the third round. How much does he see the field this year?
I think he's one of the guys that no one is really talking about.
Right.
Like, out of the Titans draft class, you see headlines about Ward. You see them about Oladejo. You see them about the fourth-round receivers and Gunnar Helm. But no one's really talking about Kevin Winston. I think that could end up being... And Ward is different because he's a quarterback. But outside of Ward, I think Winston could end up being the best pick they make in this draft. Because you're right. He was a first-round talent who fell to them at 82.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ends up being, I'm not saying he's going to be Kevin Byard, but anywhere in that kind of realm of like a guy who makes a couple of Pro Bowls at safety, that's a steal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're going to see it this year. And he's probably not even going to start this year. But I think he's another guy down the road that you look back and say, man, how did that guy fall into the 80s in the draft?
And I've spoken to a few people that are kind of associated with Penn State, and they've told me that...
Your uncle doesn't count.
No, not my uncle. No. I have friends that are in... They're like a graduate assistant.
Yeah.
I had one that went to A&M.
Okay,
one at Penn State.
Yeah. Good job.
So thank you. Appreciate it.
I've spoken directly with James Franklin about Kevin Winston.
No. And he's told me that, you know... This guy mentally is precise on things. Like, he is a pinpoint guy when it comes to stuff like this, like when it comes to X's and O's on defense. And so I think that's a big plus for the Titans, because when you don't have I'm going to call Winston a leader in this aspect of the conversation, because when you don't have a guy that kind of leads your secondary, I get Amani Hooker. I get all that. But when you look at everybody else, like Jarvis Brownlee Jr., year two, I get that. You need to see a little bit more out of him. But if you can have a guy like Kevin Winston just – establish some form of leadership in the secondary, I think your transition for the future is night and day great.
And I saw, I think it was SpotTrack, put out a contract estimate for Amani Hooker of if he was to get extended, and it would have made him the 6th highest paid safety in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
I think you drafted Kevin Winston, so you don't have to make that deal.
Yeah.
They'll let him finish out. This is contract year, right?
Right.
He'll finish out the year, and then
he's just, see ya. He gets injured too often to commit 3 more years to him, especially when you did just draft a safety in the 3rd round.
I don't think he's a free safety. I think he's more of a strong safety, which is why he worked so well with Kevin Byard, because Kevin Byard was the free safety.
Yeah.
And you bring in Woods to play next to him this year. I think the plan probably is Hooker plays out this year, and unless, like, if he goes out and is an all-pro this year, then I think that changes something. Like, you don't just let him walk if he has the best season of his career and stays healthy. But I think the Titans' plan, barring something unforeseen, is Hooker's going to walk and Winston slides into that spot next year.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think the Titans, we all know their issues with contracts. They tend to not deal with those quite well.
Right.
And so if you were to move on from Amani Hooker, it's understandable. But my issue is, like, when you give a guy a contract, don't give him a 4-year deal. I think 2-year, 3-year deals are what need to be given out. Just because when you give a 4-year deal, I have a phrase, well, not a phrase, everybody uses it, fat and happy. You get fat and happy with contracts. Yeah. There's no incentive to play well. I mean, that's just me.
I mean, that's
also
why
the phrase you use towards Skillet.
That too. Yeah.
Counting down the day. He's got 5 more days.
Yep.
Should we play Sunday. Final Countdown?
Oh, we can't. Doesn't matter.
He'll be rooting for the Hogs later today.
Omaha Hogs.
Woo, pig suey.
And actually, college baseball's on right now. I don't know why we have the Prices Right on in here. We need to.
I know why.
We should flip it on.
Well, I know why Joe keeps it on.
We've got Sherry and the Prices Right on in here. We should put the LSU-UCLA game on during the break here. Coming up next, we talked about the rookies there a lot. But the second-year guys, there's a lot hinging on them. And I want to ask the question of, if Sweat and Brownlee don't take a step this year, can you start talking about the 2024 draft class as another failure? J.C. Latham at the top, but I think a lot of it hinges on those two defensive players. We'll talk about that coming up next. Forrest Company filling in for Chase and Big Joe today. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt. Talking Titans here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Wow, David just going with all of the Benson Boone.
He's trying to make me walk out.
I know it's your favorite artist, Connor. Yeah. That's what I want to make sure to play your favorite artist.
Yeah.
As a friend to a friend, David, I'm going to ask you, please never play this game. This guy.
Request denied.
No, this guy stinks.
I'll make sure to continue to play this.
Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt filling in for Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin today with you till 11 o'clock. Celebrity birthdays and what day is it coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we get back to the Titans, do want to give away some tickets. A 4-pack of tickets to the FIFA Club World Cup match at Geodis Park this Friday. Be caller number 3, 615-737-1025, and you will win that 4-pack of tickets to go see the FIFA Club World Cup match.
And beat Nick Frazier for him.
Yes.
He's all over it.
Yeah. Frazier, put your phone down. You can't win.
I'm not.
I'm kidding.
I just pulled a Rex Road and hit the mic. Sorry.
Hello, Joe.
And also want to mention, in football news, the Nashville Cats have just announced that their semifinal matchup in AF1 will be on Sunday, 4:30 kickoff at F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville against the Southwest Kansas Storm. So Nashville with a absolute stomping of Corpus Christi back on Saturday. To finish the regular season. They are the 2 seed in the AF1 playoffs, so Darren Arbett and his team will take on the Southwest Kansas Storm again 4:30 p.m. on Sunday at F&M Bank Arena. And I believe that means that Chase and Big Joe get at least one more game on the call, one more home game, so they will...
And more importantly, Jake Wallman gets one more game as the spot.
As the side judge. He was at home listening back on Saturday.
He got the week off.
Yeah, he got the week off. So, again... Nashville Cats in a playoff game on Sunday against the Southwest Kansas Storm. Excited for that one coming up at 4:30. Back into the Titans here. We were talking about some of the young defensive pieces. And I think outside of, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with L'Jarius Sneed and his legal problems. But Tavondre Sweat and Jarvis Brownlee Jr. I think might be the two next most important players for this defense. If they take a big step and Sweat becomes a monster in the middle of that line, and Brownlee becomes a bona fide starting outside corner for this team, this defense has the pieces to be decent this year. But if they just kind of stay level and stay where they were last year, Brownlee committing too many penalties and Sweat having a couple of games where maybe he disappears, then I think this defense could struggle. And then you start to look at the rest of that 2024 class, and there's really not a whole lot there. Like, J.C. Latham, I think, is going to be fine at right tackle, but that's your first-round pick. Those are supposed to hit.
Mm.
The rest of that class, you look at Jaquan Jackson, going to get cut this year.
Yep.
Jalen Harrell, I might be in the mix to be a back-end pass rusher.
He's a practice squad player.
But, yeah, he's not going to be too much. And then I'm blanking on who the Chance Gray or – yeah, sorry, not Chance Gray.
Chance Campbell?
No, Chance I mixed them together. What's
Cedric Gray.
Cedric Gray. I mixed together Chance Campbell and Cedric Gray. Cedric Gray – I don't know how much expectation you can have for him. And James Williams, too. Like, you hope one of those guys becomes a starting-level linebacker, but you're not sure. I think this season for Sweat and Brownlee is going to change a lot of people's minds on whether that 2024 draft class was a hit or whether it was kind of another bust.
Yeah, and I'm never at practice. I just hear whatever's online and stuff. But we all remember when Cedric Gray was drafted by the Titans. Everybody kept saying, he is the green dot linebacker.
Right.
This
there
is
a
lot of
steel.
A stud. Yeah. Like, and he had the injury. And now he's in everybody's afterthought. Like, now you have to really build a resume for yourself. It's like starting from scratch, literally, with that guy. So
right.
I don't know. I'm very on the fence about this interior of the of defense for the Titans, and that's for the linebacking core.
Yeah, like Gray and Williams are going to get the opportunities to be that second guy next to Cody Barton, but I just don't know if you can fully look at them and say that they're going to be an impact player for this defense this year. College World Series on behind us.
More importantly, Livy Dunn is
Livy Dunn is in attendance. Paul Skeens is likely in or on his way to Detroit as the Tigers and the Pirates play this
week. Are we getting Skeens versus Scooble?
We are not. Scooble pitches tomorrow. Skeens pitches Thursday. So missed it by a day.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing. But
that's what baseball needs.
Right. And I understand that. There are some Tigers fans saying that, you know, push Scooble back a day and let him pitch against Skeens. But why would the Tigers do that? Because when Scooble pitches against somebody not named Paul Skeens, you feel pretty good about winning. It would hurt their chances. Anyway, back to the Titans. How do we feel about I feel pretty good about Sweat taking the leap and being the guy they hope he is. I think Brownlee's the real wild card because there were moments where you're like, oh, wow, he shut that guy down as a fourth-round rookie or fifth-round rookie. But then there were other moments when he gets too handsy, he has a bad penalty, or, you know, he just gets beat.
Weather's too cold in Washington.
Right. Yeah. Like, do we think that he can take that next step and go from, oh, wow, kind of promising young player for a day three pick to a guy who's a bona fide starter on your team?
I mean, you kind of have to, right? Look at your corner room. Legarius Sneed is dealing with some issues. Roger McCreary has been solid, but he hasn't really taken that step that you want him to take. Then, I mean, outside of that, Amani Hooker is, you know, he has been what he is. And then they don't have the depth. They right. need this one to hit.
Which is, like, heading into the offseason, I was saying cornerback is the one position that you felt great about. But, you know, Chidobe Awuzie was not great last year, but he was fine when he played, but they cut him. He's gone. Legarius Sneed, I think everybody thought, okay, he missed most of last season. He'll come back and hopefully be healthy. Well, even if he is healthy, who knows if he'll be on the field now. So you went from feeling good about, hey, your top four can be Sneed, Awuzie, McCreary, and Brownlee, to now Brownlee kind of is up there as your number one outside cornerback. And
McCreary, I would put in the slot.
He's the nickel back. And so I wonder, can Jarvis Brownlee Jr. live up to that? I felt good about him as your number three outside corner. I don't know how I feel about him as the number one.
I mean, who else is there?
Daryl Baker.
Mike
is
Brown.
In there.
Gabe Judy Lolly.
Marcus Harris, the sixth-round pick out of Cal. So there's some guys that are kind of more lottery ticket in that room, but Brownlee is the one guy in there that you kind of feel like, all right, he has to be good or else the Titans are just going to get torched through the air this season.
Well, I think that's going to happen anyway.
Well, yeah.
But you're right.
It would soften the blow.
Like it is crazy how cornerback went from maybe the strongest position on this team to a real position of need in just a couple of months because of the Sneed legal questions. And, you know, again, I don't know how good Chidobe Awuzie was, but you cut him, and that's a veteran guy who is no longer in that room.
But let's be honest for a second. We all get Legarius Sneed was really good in Kansas City. We get that.
He was maybe a top two cornerback in football.
How good is he really? We haven't seen that with the Titans. Like, we have to put him in the rearview mirror. And I'm speaking for myself. I would rather put Legarius Sneed in the rearview mirror and just move on.
So you're just saying, like,
scratch
if
it.
We get anything from him, great, but I'm not expecting it?
Correct. That's exactly what I think of Legarius Sneed.
And
I agree with you.
It's crazy that that's where it's gone
Thank you.
A year ago. Like, a year ago today, I think Titans fans, even myself, was probably saying, the Titans finally have a lockdown cornerback. And now it's like, if he's out there, great. If not, then you got to move on from him.
Yeah, you have to move on. You have to start looking like, and that's why we're having the conversation. I keep hitting the mic, sorry. So I keep having the conversation about Jarvis Brownlee Jr. Is that everybody's banking on him to be the best cornerback.
And he has to be.
He has to be. And if he isn't, then the Titans next year have
serious trouble.
I think next year Titans have to go all defense except for probably two draft picks.
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of alluded to it. Titans should probably go outside backer in the first round. I would kind of bank on them doing that.
But if Sneed's not on your team next year and Brownlee isn't great, you kind of have to go corner then.
Right.
Like, that's the dilemma that the Titans have found themselves in. I mean, we are – it's crazy that we're talking about L'Jarius Sneed like this, and I know part of it is off the field, but we're less than 18 months removed from him punching the ball out from Zay Flowers at the goal line in the AFC Championship and basically winning that game for the Chiefs.
There's your documentary.
Like, yeah, the rise and fall of L'Jarius Sneed. Like, it is crazy to think about that because it seems so long ago, but it's less than 18 months ago that he basically took the Chiefs to the Super Bowl in that game against the Ravens.
It's culture, man. I'm just going to say it is culture. Kansas City brings out the best in a lot of those players that may not be the best player on another team.
Yeah.
And I get L'Jarius Sneed was the creme de la creme, the best of the best with Kansas City. Take him out of the red and white and yellow, he's just another player. I know that sounds very elementary to say.
No, you do have a point. That's a winning culture.
Yeah.
It feels like the Titans culture for the past lots of years has been kind of lax.
Yeah.
Kind of just, well, we're going to go out there and have fun and do our best.
It just felt like with me when the Titans signed him under Rand Carthon, it was a forced signing, and it was more of a, how do I put this? A forced signing with a push of a culture. Like, he was pushed into him being the culture setter instead of the culture already being set for him to come into.
The Titans were trying to take a shortcut last year, and it failed miserably. And
set him back, actually.
It could end up working out where if Sneed does get healthy and is on the field, where he does figure it out a little bit. But, I mean, I think at worst, or at best, sorry, I think at best you're looking at a league average player, even when he gets back out there. Like, when he was on the field last year, he was two Tyler Huntley ducks away from giving up 150 yards and two touchdowns to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Like, if Tyler Huntley puts that even remotely close to Tyreek Hill, then Sneed gave up two 75-yard bombs.
Yeah.
So,
what was the one he got absolutely mossed on in the end zone?
Was that in the Colts game?
I think it was a divisional game.
Well, that was the only divisional game he played in, I think.
Then
that would be it.
There you go.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Last call for phones. We will get to, what day is it? Celebrity birthdays to wrap up the show. Even though Four's Company's in, it's still the Chase and Big Joe show. And we will finish up the show with that next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, in for Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin here on the Chase and Big Joe show, 1025, 1063, The Game.
That's better. Much better.
No more Benson Boone?
Well, I couldn't find any more.
That's because he only has two songs, so.
I can change my mind. I can go back to the chamber.
This gives me just summer football vibes.
Yeah, that is that's a nice change of pace from the last couple of seconds.
It is.
Four's Company filling in for Chase and Big Joe today. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt. Wrapping up the show, DVD coming up at 11. But it's time for What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays. Celebrity Birthdays is brought to you by Jared Companies Incorporated. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JaredCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards. Nick Frazier, take it away.
All right, gentlemen, we're starting off with Global Garbage Man Day. So shout out to the garbage men. Thank you for grabbing the trash.
Thank you for giving us the Waste Management Open in Phoenix, Arizona.
Stadium course.
National Apple Strudel Day is today. Looks pretty good.
The Papal Strudel.
National Cherry Tart Day is today. Oh, I just clicked on Cherry Tart. Don't want to click on that. Don't want the pop-up. National Eat Your Vegetables Day. You should probably do that before you eat the sugary stuff.
What's your favorite vegetable, Frazier?
Ooh, maybe yellow squash.
Oh, yeah.
Or eggplant.
You like eggplant?
I'm a broccoli guy.
Eggplant parm is...
I'm a big broccoli guy, too.
Like steamed broccoli?
Yeah. And cucumber. I like cucumber.
Yeah, I'm good with a cucumber.
But you got to do it cold.
Garlic steamed broccoli.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on grilled pineapple?
It's good. I wouldn't put it on a pizza.
On a pizza.
No, it does not belong on a pizza.
If Nick Frazier's saying it doesn't belong on pizza, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's its own entity. Next, we have Stewart's Root Beer Day. So shout out to the root beer.
And Stewart.
And Stewart, yes. World Day to Combat Desert. I can't pronounce this. Oh, no.
Desertification?
Who are we combating?
I don't know. Something about the drought.
It's like, get when all the trees go away. Yeah.
How do we combat a drought?
I don't
drink
know.
Water?
World Crocodile Day is next. So that's all we got.
Great ones today.
Yeah. They're just 10-star.
All right, let's get to celebrity birthdays. I'm going to do my best to be Big Joe here, but, you know, bear with me if I'm not as good as this, at this as he is. Let's start with, and Frazier, you're going to go first today. Usually it's Chase, but, you know, you have the seniority.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right, let's start. Kendrick Lamar. It is Kendrick Lamar's birthday today.
Oh,
Kendrick.
Okay.
Got to get these within two.
38.
41.
38 exactly. Ah! Nick Frazier off to a great start. Let's go with, man, so many YouTube stars on here. You guys will know this one. Brianna Chicken Fry. It is her birthday today.
Who?
From Barstool Sports.
Oh, I don't keep up with that garbage.
She was. Really? She did the podcast. She was dating Zach Bryan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Signed
that
NDA.
Yeah, she's crazy, but he's crazier.
I'm going to go 34.
I'll go 28.
26. Oh. Connor Newt is on the board.
She's 26? She's
younger than you'd think.
Wow.
Let's see. Will Forte, comedian and actor. He was on SNL for a long time.
Gruber!
He was in How I Met Your Mother. He was Randy
Warmpus.
Yeah,
he was Randy.
Yes.
Well, he started his own brewery.
I'm going to go 48.
42.
55. A little bit older. Barry Manilow. How old is Barry Manilow, the singer, today?
Barry Manilow, 70.
78.
82.
Oh, wow.
Even older than you thought. Let's see. I don't know, like, half these people. Thomas Hayden Church. He is an actor. He was the Sandman in the Spider-Man
movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 53.
60.
65. You guys are a little low here. Greg Kinnear. He looks familiar. I don't know anything that he would be in. Greg Kinnear. He's
58.
An actor.
58.
I wish I could tell you what he was in, but he is a movie actor. I can't show you the picture because the age is right there.
64.
62.
Hey.
Connor Newt ties it up.
Maybe the worst game of celebrity birthdays.
Yeah, this is bad. I apologize.
No. There has been worse.
I'm looking for some sports birthdays. It is Venus Williams' birthday. Are they twins?
They are.
No, Venus is older.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because it doesn't say it's Serena's birthday. Venus Williams, the tennis star.
She is 42?
45.
45 exactly. Wow. Connor Newt takes the lead.
3-1.
4-2 is our
Sherry's
score.
Dancing.
Oh, it's 4-2.
4-2.
Man, where have I been?
Let's
Below
see.
Me.
There's not a lot of good sports ones today. Keith Sims, former American football offensive guard is the way that they put it. He was a Pro Bowler from 1993 to 1995.
And his name again, I'm sorry?
Keith Sims.
Keith Sims.
I thought you said Keith Sweat.
I'm gonna go 59.
63.
58.
Okay.
Frazier gets back within one. It's 4-3, the speaker in the lead. Dermonte Dawson. Former NFL center with the Pittsburgh Steelers. How old is Dermonte Dawson today?
43.
41.
He's 60.
Oh.
60.
We're close.
Great.
Yeah, you guys
were
right there. Lots of offensive linemen with birthdays today.
Meat and potatoes.
Kevin Glover, former center with the Detroit Lions. How old is he?
Name sounds familiar. 52.
61.
Having to do math in my head. He is 62.
So
it only tells me the year that they're born on this page.
Gotcha.
So let's do one more. Right now it's 5-3 Connor Newt.
Got a chance to tie it here.
So Frazier has to get this one exactly. Let's go with Bobby Bell, a Pro Football Hall of Fame linebacker. He won the Super Bowl in 1970 with the Kansas City Chiefs. So that gives you a little bit of a timeline.
67?
No, I'm going to go way older. 79.
He is 85. 85 years old, so a little bit further up there, but that means Connor Newt wins.
How many times have I beaten you consecutively?
Three.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Own your ass.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I should have asked Big Joe for whatever site he uses because I was just lost there.
I was
scrolling through like two different ones, trying to find them. All of them were TikTok or YouTube stars, which I had never heard of before.
So. Joe finds it somehow. I don't know. He goes like the
He asks them individually. Hey, how old are you today?
He'll email each of them. and just, yeah.
Oh, he, oh, yeah. So he confirms it personally with all of the people on Celebrity Birthdays.
He sure
he
does.
He knows them all, right?
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, he's Nashville's media darling. Look, right there.
Yeah, he's
that's
right
why.
Behind me.
It does say right there.
Right
yeah.
behind me is Joe Dubin, his book, and the cast of Three's Company.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're Four's Company.
For now.
For now. Yes, and you can find us 9 to noon on Saturdays if you enjoyed what you heard today. We are just in for today on the Chase and Big Joe Show. The Suit and Big Joe Dubin will be back tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Guys, it was fun.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was. Yeah.
You guys were okay. I was great. You guys were all right.
Appreciate Chase letting us fill in today. Again, yes. They are back tomorrow. DVD coming up next. You're on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.